in fiction, reality, and of course in nature too, there is a rule that we cannot ever escape from. To obtain what we want, we must be willing to suffer first. I'm Angie Park, and I'll be right back after this song. Welcome, everyone, to K-Pop Connection on KBS World Radio. It's Friday, October 8th, 2021. That was Thema featuring Sonujunga, Vanilla Sky. That's very autumn-y, no? Perfect, I think, for this time of the year. Well, let's talk about another artist. Not K-pop, but still very well-known, Pharrell. Pharrell starts his song Lemon by saying, "The truth will set you free, but first it'll tick you off." I did change the lyrics a little bit. But anyway, in nature too, every caterpillar must go through metamorphosis, right? And this can take weeks, maybe months, in order to become a very beautiful butterfly. And yes, it's a universal law. Even if this applies, I mean, to tiny caterpillars, they can't even escape from it. So, I mean, what are we expecting as humans? If we want to stay fit, what do you got to do? You got to pass on the donuts and hit the gym for hours, sweat it out. If you want to find true love, we need to play the field. No matter how repetitive or painful the small talk on that initial first date can be. And if you want to improve our craft, whether it's art or public speaking or cooking, we have to be willing to accept criticism, no matter how much it hurts our pride. As much as we wish life could just be about fun, 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 filled with good things, happy things, compliments, right? Like maybe being fed rice cakes while lying on a couch. We know that that's not possible. That's not adulting. That's not life. Well, until astronauts happen to discover some type of parallel universe, I think we're just going to have to find a little bit of joy, something to enjoy the feeling, that sweet sense of achievement after we put in the necessary blood, sweat, and tears, right? And for example, singer of that song, BTS, you think that they just made it into big time stars overnight? No, 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 no. They put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and now they're a household name all over the world. So BTS hopefully will inspire us to be willing to pay our dues a little bit. Let's listen to their song, Pittam Numul, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That was Pittam Numul, Blood, Sweat, and Tears by BTS. You guys are tuned into KBS. A lot of S's. Sorry, you gotta find the joys in life, the little joys, like two in a row acronyms that end with S's. That's my joy, okay? Don't knock it till you have to say it out loud. All right. How you can tune into our show. Shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.630 megahertz bound for India. We have apps like the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio on-air app, KBS Kong app, and of course, podcasts through whatever podcast app you guys like to use. We do ask that you take a minute to give us a rating on that podcast app because that would really help our show out. What else on our housekeeping list? You can check out our homepage for any more info you need on our show. That can be found at world.kbs.co.kr. If you want to connect with us, you can follow us on the gram at KBS K-pop. That is also where you can leave up your song requests, your messages, your responses to our weekly Your Two Cents question, all that good stuff. If you participate, you may even win a prize in the process. So why not test your luck and also just get more involved, right? It'll make the show a little bit more fun for both of us. Let's take a listen to two songs before we come back with our daily coffee or tea segment. Kim Jae-hwan singing 찾지 않을게, I Wouldn't Look For You. Following that, we have Yuna with 바람이 불면, When the Wind Blows. Would you like coffee or tea? This is our daily segment where we have a chit-chat. Let's refuel or wind down together, talking about anything and everything that sparks a conversation. A six-year-old child, yep, just 6 years old, made a rare discovery during his walk with his family. This was in a nature preserve in Michigan. What he found? A 12,000-year-old mastodon tooth. Just in case you need a refresher, a mastodon is an extinct mammoth, shorter version of a mammoth. Julian Gagnon was with his family in the Dinosaur Hill Nature Preserve last month, this was September 6th, when he found this object that he initially identified to his parents as a dragon's tooth. He said during an interview, "I just felt something on my foot and I grabbed it up and it kind of looked like a tooth." Well, Gagnon's parents allowed him to bring his discovery home, where the family took a closer look and realized, wait a minute, I think this is a fossil. The family contacted the University of Michigan Museum of Paleontologists, which identified the discovery as the upper right molar of a juvenile mastodon, a species that lived in Michigan about 12,000 years ago. Apparently, a mammoth and mastodon fossils are relatively very rare in this area, but compared to other places in the U.S., I mean, there actually have been more occurrences. The Gagnon family donated the tooth to the museum, which said Julian will be rewarded for his donation with a behind-the-scenes tour this month. The six-year-old's mother said this event only fueled his passion for archaeology and paleontology, and now it's become hard to dissuade him from picking anything up that he sees in the natural world. Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. If you discover something like that, you're going to pick up everything from here on out, right? Yeah, that's an amazing thing. All I get are like leaves and twigs, broken twigs. Maybe a old cicada's... What do you call when they... I see all my Koreans getting mixed up with my English now. When they take off their skin... when they skin themselves. Oh, I know there's an English word for it, but it's like escaping me right now. Too much time in Korea. We call it homul in Korean. It's like the skin left behind after the cicada grew out of it, you know? But yeah, we've had our share of that. But nope, no mastodon tooth. Not yet. I have to keep looking. Let's listen to Espa Savage. Then we got GOT7's Hard Carry.
Oh my gosh. Don't you know I'm a savage? I'm a killer, 널 깨라. 아직도 가리고 환각을 펼쳐 너 fella, we holla. 두렵지 않아.
Vibes
1 to 5.
It's time for Vibes 1 to 5. Peter has joined me in the studio. We have his list, the top 5 songs that fit the vibe set for this week. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Angie. And can I just once again compliment that classic choir track, Glory, from 2007. From the album,
okay.
Love Child of the Century. Uh-huh. We've got started. What are you afraid of?
And that voice that you could have sworn was Yunmire is actually...
classic choir member.
Horan.
I love Horan. She is probably the second best vocalist after Yunmire being my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love it. How have you been since I saw you last week, Angie?
You know, it's funny because we only just have a week break, but sometimes it feels like much longer, doesn't it?
It does indeed. Have you recently, or at any point in your life, like had a period where you've dreamt a lot? had like a lot of vivid dreams. Are you a dreamer? Like, I mean real dreams.
I had a really weird dream the other day.
Ooh,
I'm not going to get into the details of it. But
I so want to get into the details of it.
It left a bad taste in my mouth for 3 days.
Oh, no.
And it involves somebody that that has, we have a professional relationship. And
but
now,
it left a bad taste
I don't,
in your mouth.
And it's funny because they're great. No problems in real life. But in the dream, they did something so horrific.
Oh, no.
That I don't want to work with them anymore.
Yeah, it does affect your actual
yes.
psyche, right? And so recently, I've been having more and more vivid dreams. So when I sent over this suggestion for a playlist, it's a very personal reason. I had a dream which featured not one, but two KPC people.
Who?
Yourself and Lena.
Nice.
And, right, I had 2 days in a row of saving this. You were in my dream with the same kind of role. You were driving, right?
Okay.
You were giving lifts. So I felt, what does that mean? I was trying to think about it.
And like
I
was that like, was my profession.
No, not your profession, but you were just driving us around. And I thought it's because you are the driver of the show. You're in charge, so you've got the steering wheel.
Is this really how you interpret it, or are you just saying that on air?
No,
okay.
For sure. I have to say that one time, in fact, you didn't end up driving me. You drove off without me, and I had to call you, and you just didn't pick up. You ghosted me. And then the next dream, the next day, was when Lena was in. And I told this to Lena, because I've seen her since. She was actually not a person. She was AI, it turned out, because
what?
We found out because she suddenly there was a glitch in the system, and she went double speed. She
what?
Just was like scurrying about like and then you crashed the car into a river. This time I was in it.
Oh.
And then all of the people in the car, we just sat there and were like, actually it's quite nice here. And the highlight of it was I got the new foldable phone. And so we could watch like dramas and stuff in the river on the big screen.
Didn't get damaged.
No, that's how good it is. So I now really want that phone because it was in my dream.
Oh, boy.
Kind of opposite to your dream of not wanting to see someone.
All right. So to interpret your dream, you think Lena is cold, heartless, soulless.
No, AI is the future. It's beautiful is what I meant.
You think I'm a horrible driver.
But you are in charge. Maybe you shouldn't be. Maybe that's the... No,
and
I'm kidding.
You're not happy with your phone.
I'm definitely not. Okay. Wow, so dreams are real.
There you
go. Should trust your gut on that guy as well. Getting to our playlist then. Is it going to be about dreams, like literal? They can be figurative as well. But there are some great songs linked to dreams I found doing this playlist.
Mm-hmm.
Starting off with Bowl 4, with Dream being the track. It is, I believe, from the Hwarang OST, a drama from a good few years ago. I think it was released in 2016. It sounds proper, though, like almost late 90s, early 2000s soundtrack style-y. You know, where they would finish the episode on that cliffhanger and then the OST comes in, you know.
With like the sort of half rock style?
Yeah, and then it like cuts to some other scenes that are coming up in the next episode and stuff. And it talks about, you know, closing eyes and believing that you were just one of many, like in a sad dream, I'm in a deep sleep. Hwarang I haven't seen, but many
me
people
neither.
Have recommended it to me and said it was a bit of a tearjerker as well.
This song itself sounds like a sadder song.
It is a little bit as
well. Well, get to crying, people. Here it is. 빨간 사춘기 Part 4 with Dream. That was Dream by 볼빨간 사춘기 or Part 4. Continuing on Peter's playlist of songs that are dreamy.
Yeah, and this one maybe not so. Maybe after you had your bad negative dream, you might want no more dreams.
Oh.
Or, grammatically incorrectly, you might want No More Dream by BTS.
Okay.
This is one of the earlier tracks, and kind of if you watch the music video, it looks almost Big Bang with Smokey Ape. Makeup-esque.
Oh, that's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha.
And it starts off with a bit of attitude going, Yamanekumamoni, Yamanekumamoni.
I do like that hard style that they bring every once in a while.
Yeah, it's totally different to Smooth Like Butter.
Uh-huh.
I love BTS, by the way. Please don't get on my back.
By the way, you ruin every song you sing.
It's true, yeah. I am not
You have
biased.
Many, many skills, but definitely parodying songs.
And it talks about, like, that part that I sang is, like, asking, hey, so what's your dream, you know? And then the person's saying, yeah, I want a big house, I want some cars, big rings, like a hip-hop gangster, I guess.
Okay.
And then looking back and saying, well, I don't think I've done anything, actually. And then it talks about doing homework and staying late at school and stuff like that. So there's still some positive messages in there. I think it's kind of looking at that culture a little bit critically, maybe.
I do think it's sad when you stop having dreams.
And of course.
Here we're talking not the sleepy dreams, but, you know, the dreams in life.
I think both. If you don't have the sleepy dreams, don't you love a good dream?
Yeah, but sometimes they're bad dreams and it ruins your sleep. I'd rather just have no dreams than good
sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so up for the ups and downs.
Oh, yeah? You like that? Interesting.
It's a different world sometimes. But you're right. If you have no figurative dreams.
Nothing to work for.
That is really sad.
Don't you think BTS has no more dreams, though?
I mean, they've done everything.
Yeah. I dream of going to the Grammys. Oh, done that. I dream of going to the UN. Oh, done that.
Let's make a dream for BTS. What could they do?
President
they
of Korea.
I don't think they dream of doing that. I think president of any country is a thankless task. How about, like, scoring the goal in the World Cup final?
I don't think that's possible.
But it's a dream, right?
No.
And it would be really a great feeling.
I think at the end of the day, it'd be forming their own agency to take 100% of the profits.
That would also be a very good idea, wouldn't it? Because that building is rather large, isn't it?
All right, moving on.
10 with Dream in a Dream, Mong Jung Mong.
Have you done this before?
Yes. Had a dream in a dream, right?
Yes.
And it reminded me of Inception, which is like one of my all-time favourite films.
Never watched it.
No Squid Game first. No Inception.
I love when I say that to people because they all react the exact same way.
So I'm assuming you've never tried chocolate ice cream or a cup of coffee or all the fine things in life.
I actually turned on Inception.
Okay.
And then...
turned it off.
I fell asleep.
Were you dreaming? Or was that part of Inception? Who knows?
It was so boring. I fell asleep.
Oh, my God. Leonardo DiCaprio never bores. I love him to bits. But anyway, Dream in a Dream. You don't have to have watched Inception. It will help. But it actually does sound dreamy, this song.
Hmm.
It almost sounds like it's an instrumental. And there aren't many lyrics, actually. So while I was listening, I was like... I was wandering off, imagining things.
Okay.
Almost like, I don't know why, but Crazy Rich Asians came to mind. And I was like walking into some amazing, like,
wedding scene.
Yeah, beautiful wedding. And there's doves fluttering down. And then they start singing about, I'm staying up. I don't want to come down from your love.
Oh.
It's quite romantic, isn't it?
Okay, that's a weird twist. Well, I do like sort of whimsical songs.
Mm.
So let's get into that. First, though, we have BTS's No More Dream.
And then 10, Mong Jung Mong, Dream in a Dream.
Two more songs off of Peter's dreamy playlist. We had BTS No More Dream and then 10 with Mong Jung Mong, Dream in a Dream.
Yeah, you feel that at the end of Dream in Dream there. And it sounds dreamy. I felt like I was transported in time and place to the maybe Joseon Dynasty.
Joseon Dynasty.
I think I was a prince back then.
Oh,
I feel in a former life, you know.
Maybe one of those that died early.
People will call, that's not maybe the one that got stuck in a box by his uncle or something.
No.
That would be very nice.
Horrible.
But I would love to be in that kind of royal outfit, that humbot with the big hat and stuff. Have people call me Mama.
I do kind of wish our generation dressed up more, no?
Yeah, in the UK, you know, I think Brits are good at that.
Do you still, like, realistically, if you're not monarchy and in that crowd, you still dress up like that?
Not just for the regular day or a weekend.
Yeah.
But, you know, we take occasions like going clubbing in the UK, you've got to wear shoes at most venues. You've got to wear smart jeans, no ripped ones, shirts and stuff like
that. That's the same in Korea, no?
No, in Korea, I feel you can go to the club in trainers and really scruffy stuff.
You can. Yeah.
Maybe there are a couple of fancy places that you can't, but in the UK's most clubs, 99%. And then, like, to go to a nice dinner, you won't have to, but people often wear a jacket and a tie and things like that.
Korea has sort of become more casual, though.
Yeah, super cash.
Because Hawaii's, like, just the other end
of
the spectrum.
You just never care about anything, right?
No, we've gone to clubs with flip-flops.
Yeah, that's not okay. You just said you're reminiscing about getting dressed
up. And that's what I liked about Korea is what I wanted to say, because people dressed up.
Yes.
But you're right, nowadays, People do dress more casually.
Yeah, and you're right. Maybe some do dress up, but you have the option to not.
Yeah, you're right.
In the UK, if you watch tennis tournaments like Wimbledon, the crowd is proper smart as well for the most part.
And they wear like hats. Yes. Like little veils.
The horse racing is insane. If you go to the horse racing here, actually featured in Squid Game that we were talking about last week, it is a quite depressing sight. But in the UK, people wear their finest suits. The ladies buy an outfit.
Oh, that's so fun, though.
Yeah, an excuse to dress up. You're right. Mm. Maybe that's one of the dreams you can have tonight, Angie, if you're lucky.
Yeah, in my bedroom or kitchen, I'll dress up.
On to song number two. This is Song Ga-in, who is still massive after her Miss Trot fame.
Yes.
Riding that wave, seeing her face on all the best buses in
Very
Seoul.
Very true.
And this song is one of that genre. It's kind of half trot, half traditional Korean music. Someone caught me listening to this when I was preparing for the playlist. They're like, what are you listening to? And I was like, I'm putting it in for that specific reason, because I want people to listen to stuff that is very different as well.
This is a very... Your lists often do have some eclectic choices.
Yeah, it's called Gum or Dream. So nails on the head, or hits the nail on the head for our playlist.
Okay.
And it's talking about, once again, waiting for a world from our dreams. And yet, I guess the word dream, it being the same in Korean and English to mean both a real and a figurative dream, must have a meaning, right?
Mm.
Must mean that subconsciously those images are perhaps what we're yearning for in some way, shape, or form.
That's what we're saying, right?
Yeah, that's quite amazing. So reach for the stars. Reach for your dream.
Yeah.
It's my inspirational talk for today.
I agree, though. I mean, we talked about it before the last song break, but definitely always have something to be working for.
Absolutely. Even if it's just the weekend.
Yep.
And the last one, I think I've brought in this track before, and I've raved about it before. I'm pretty certain. It's Chung-a and Rehab with Dream of You, the all, like, English track of hers, which is so funky. So you've got to be in the club to hear this. You've got to be in the norebang as well to sing this, because I've done the singing of this song at least 10 times.
At a norebang?
At my own norebang. I do have a little machine that I bought during the pandemic. It's got shining lights. Don't disrespect my machine. The speaker is a little bit quiet, so it sounds a bit rubbish.
I was going to say that the whole point of going to norebang is belting it, but can you belt it in an apartment?
We took it one time when we rented a place out in the countryside.
Oh, that's fun.
And yeah, the speaker was rubbish, so I hooked it up to another speaker, which was really complicated, but then it sounded awesome. And I sounded really good.
Like, you turned off the lights too, right?
Absolutely.
Oh,
and it's got
nice.
The flashing discos. There were two wireless mics. I grabbed them both for this song. Okay. And I was like, don't make me dream
my
of you.
Cog.
I was singing at my wife and she was rather excited, I must say. Yeah.
Negative excited or positive?
Absolutely positive. It talks about having whiskey. I got gin and lingerie.
Oh.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, we'll keep it there. Let's keep it clean.
Yes.
Peter Bint.
Dream of you and any kind of clothing that you like.
All right. Thank you very much for your dreamy playlist.
I will see you once again next Friday.
Stop dreaming about me, Alina.
Well, be good in my dreams, okay?
I'll try not to crash into a river.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's play Song Ga-in's Gum or Dream. And then following that, Chung-a and Rehab with Dream of You. We're down to our final song. It's by Chung-a featuring Rehab, Dream of You. And that's going to do it for our show today. Our producer is Sophia Hong. Our writer is Harim Kim. I'm Angie Park. This has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. When your eyes are fixed on me.